On today's podcast, we're going to talk about the Power of Words Revealed Part 3, so let's get started. Welcome to the BlogWithJesus.com podcast. I'm your creative power coach, Robert Walsh, coming to you from the Jesus Media Studios. Please smash that like button in order to let others know you're enjoying the podcast. Now let's get started with our foundational text for the series. Genesis 1:3 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." And in Proverbs 18:21 it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and whoever loves it shall eat the fruit thereof." And I'd like to add a third text to today's study. It's Romans 10:17. It says, "So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." I'd like to submit to you today that faith comes by hearing. That's point number one. And I'd like to give you a story. 15 months ago, I took a job, and I was told that I needed to be proficient in reading EKGs. So I began to confess every day I read EKGs better than anybody. And 2 months later, when I took that exam, I scored 100%. So I want to submit to you that faith comes by hearing. The second point I'd like to submit to you is that you are the primary hearer of everything you confess. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but that which is good for edifying, that you might bring grace to the hearer." So I'd like to give another story. I heard something a long time ago about a gentleman that he was struggling on his job. And one morning when he got up for work, he said, "You know, if I could just make it through today, I'll be okay because it's going to be the weekend." That morning he got in an argument with his wife. And he said, "If you continue to talk to me this way, I'm going to quit my job." When he arrived to the office, his boss told him that his workload was going to be increased by 33% because a coworker called in. He resigned on the spot. So again, I'd like to submit to you that you are the primary hearer of everything that you confess, and that is point number two. And finally, in order to get this teaching, you're going to have to understand both points one and two, because confession is the faith like gasoline is to an automobile. Confession fuels faith, and gasoline fuels an automobile. Now, I never like to close a program without giving you the opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Savior and Lord. Friends, if you prayed that prayer with me, I believe you got born again. Please keep God first place in your life. He's going to take you places you never dreamed. This is Robert Walsh for BlogWithJesus.com. Remember to evangelize, disciple, and encourage so the world will know Jesus. I'll see you on the next podcast. Blessings.